after the church burned down, there was no opportunity because nobody wanted to give them another place to stay, and they wanted to continue as a group. And we looked everywhere for solutions, and we couldn't find any solution. And then we thought, okay, we have to open a new place by ourselves because nobody was willing to host them or to take care of them, because they feel completely outside of all the official structures. Like, if you're a refugee, you can go to a refugee center. If you're homeless, you can go to a homeless shelter. I mean, the whole social security system in Belgium is set up, but it's very kind of in a bureaucratic way organized. And so if you're an illegal and you try to get legal, there is nothing, because you're supposed not to be coming illegally. And there is in no way that the government will support actually this kind of activity. And then we decided, through a tip of some friends, we heard about the Somalian embassy, which is empty since 92, the building, because of the civil war in Somalia. They stopped their activity. And the building of the Somalian embassy is owned by the Somalian people and Somalian state, but since there is no Somalian state at this moment, or not a recognized Somalian state, there is no owner. So the building, in a way, is in a similar situation as actually the people who are staying here now, because they are also in a kind of in-between phase. Since there is no legal owner at this point, but any moment that the Somalian state would get recognized, it would have again an owner, and then I guess the activity would continue. But so far it's an empty building, and so we are glad we can use it. So it's a four-story building. It's on a very rich street where all the embassies are in Brussels, and there's about 30 people, you know, who occupy that building. An embassy building as a church are like considered as special properties, because an embassy, when it is in function, is considered as foreign territory, where it's not so easy for the local government to intervene on that territory. But since there is no embassy activity, it's kind of nobody actually knows what it is exactly. And in the beginning, we had some visits by the police, and we had to declare how many people were living there and pass a list of names and etc. But basically, they didn't do anything, and they couldn't undertake any legal steps against the people living there. Well, so we started off with this group that came out of this church, and most of those people were Moroccans, with a few exceptions. But let's say they mainly come from the African continent. Brussels is a city which has a lot of Moroccan immigrants, and so because of that connection, I guess they're there's many people trying to get legal citizenship in Brussels, because they just first come to visit their friends or their family members, and eventually they decide to stay and work there, and then after a couple of years they just discover if they don't get legal papers, they cannot really build up a life here. And so it's actually a lot of younger Moroccan people between, let's say, 20 and 35, and mostly men. But there's also people that came out of the genocide of Rwanda that are traumatized. There's people from Congo, because Belgium has this colonial past with Congo. But there's people a little bit from everywhere. There's like one guy from Aruba, one from Bangladesh, one from Benin, from Algeria. Some of them are from Eastern European countries. So yeah, it's a wide range. We also once had a Congolese family staying with a newborn baby, and this family was put on the streets by the Social Security Aid Institution, because in the beginning they took care of them, but then when they figured out that they're actually under the legalization procedure, they said that they don't have the rights until they have their papers for Social Security. So they put them back on the streets, and they really didn't know where to turn. And somehow, I don't know how, they got the telephone number of Universal Embassy, and so they called us, and then we took care of them, and we hosted them for about 3 or 4 months, and then they got their papers very fast, and then they eventually found their own apartment, and now they are like taken care of through the Social Security system.
Oh!